Next is a class on the disappearance of His Holiness Keshava Maharaj, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 21st, 1968, in Seattle.
One has to accept the renounced order from another person who is in renounced order. So, I never thought that I shall accept this renounced order of life. In my family life, when I was in the midst of my wife and children, sometimes I was dreaming my spiritual master that he is calling me and I was falling. When my dream was over, I was thinking, I was a little horrified. Oh, Guru Maharaj wants me to become sannyasi. How can I accept sannyasi? At that time, I was feeling not very satisfaction that I have to give up my family and I have to become a mendicant. At that time, it was a horrible feeling. Sometimes I was thinking, no, I cannot take sannyasi. But again, I saw the same thing. So in this way, I was fortunate. My Guru Maharaj pulled me out from this material love. I have not lost anything. You are so kind of me. I have gained. I left 3 children. I have got now 300. So I am not losing. This is material concept. We think that we shall be loser by accepting Krishna. Nobody is loser. I say from my practical experience, I was thinking, then how can I accept this renounced order of life? I cannot accept so much trouble. So, but I retired from my family life. I was sitting alone in Vrindavan, writing books. So this, my god brother, he insisted me, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, this title was given in my family life. It was offered to me by the Vaishnava Society. So he insisted me. Not he insisted me, practically my spiritual master insisted me through him that you accept. Because without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he wanted me to become a preacher, so he forced me through the god brother, you accept. So unwillingly I accepted. And then I remembered that he wanted me to go to the Western country. So I am feeling now very much obliged to my this god brother that he carried out the wish of my spiritual master and enforced me to accept this sannyas order. So this god brother, His Holiness Keshava Maharaj, is no more. He has entered Krishna's abode. So So I wish to pass a resolution of bereavement and send them. So, and I have composed one verse also in this connection, in Sanskrit. So you all present, you sign this, I shall send it tomorrow. The verse I have composed, it is in Sanskrit. Vairāga vidyā nija bhakti yoga. This Krishna consciousness is vairāga vidyā. Vairāga vidyā means to become detestful to this material world. That is called vairāga vidyā. And that is possible simply by this bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga apaya ma. This just like medicine. A child is afraid of taking medicine. That also I have experienced in my childhood. When I became ill, I was very stubborn. I won't accept any medicine. So my mother used to force medicine within my mouth with a spoon. I was forced in it. So anyway, similarly, I did not want to accept the sannyas order, but this god brother forced me. You must. Apayanma. Apayanma means he forcefully made me to drink this medicine. Why I was unwilling? Anabhipsu means unwilling. Andham. Andham means one who is blind, who cannot see his future. The spiritual life is the brightest future, but the materialist cannot see to it. But the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, the forceful, you drink. Apayan mam anavipsumandam. Sri Keshava bhakti prajnana nama. So, this my god brother, his name is Keshav, Bhakti Prajnana Keshav. Kripam buddhi. So, he did this favor upon me because you are ocean of mercy. So, we offer our obeisances to Vaishnava. Kripam buddhi. Vansha kalpaturubhascha. Kripashindu bhaiva. The Vaishnavas, the representatives of the Lord, they are so kind. They bring the ocean of mercy for distributing to the suffering humanity. Kipam gudhijya, samaham prapadde. So, I am offering my respectful obeisances and to this His Holiness, because he forcefully made me adopt the sannyas order. So he is no more in this world. He has entered Krishna's abode. So I am offering my respectful obeisances along with my disciples. On the first day of my sannyas, I never thought, but I remember that I will have to speak in English. So I remember on that sannyas day when there was a reception, so I, first of all, I spoke in English. So, it is all arrangement of Krishna who had authority, the day we are writing like this, resolve that we, the unassigned members and devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated, in a condolence meeting under the presidency of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, today, the 21st of October 1968, at our Seattle branch, express our profound bereavement on hearing the passing of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Sisimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, the sannyas guru, preceptor of our spiritual master, and on October 6, 1968, at his headquarters residence in Navadvip, West Bengal. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sima P.P. Keshav Goswami Maharaj with the following verse composed on this occasion by our spiritual master. These words I have already explained to you. So, I wish that you all find this and I'll send it tomorrow by your name.
Your pencils.